Nolte, trans woman winner MJ Rodriguez robs Golden Globe from Woman Woman. By John Nolte on January 10, 2022. Michaela J. MJ Rodriguez, a guy who identifies as a woman, won a Best Actress Golden Globe Sunday night for a lead role in a television drama. So a guy walked in and robbed an actual actress, not only from winning a Golden Globe but from being nominated for a Golden Globe. There are only 5 Best Actress in a Drama Series nominees. One went to Rodriguez, a guy, which means an actual female actress was robbed of all the prestige that comes from being a Golden Globe nominee, much less a Golden Globe winner. Think about it, if you can add Golden Globe nominee or Golden Globe winner to your resume, that's a big deal. It's rocket fuel for your career. Unfortunately, compared to men, women have enough trouble boosting and sustaining an acting career. And now, because of this transsexual voodoo everyone's practicing, an actual woman has been robbed of something she earned and deserved? Something that could have made the difference between an actual career and having to move back to Iowa with her tail between her legs. Over and over and over and over again, we see men abusing the trans movement to steal accomplishments, achievements, and opportunities from women. And unless someone shows some respect for science and puts a stop to this insanity, within 10 years, men are going to steal every sports record currently held by a woman. Thanks to their superior physical strength and aggressiveness, biological men have natural advantages women do not have. And not just in sports. If you're looking to get ahead in any field, including show business, that natural aggression is a big plus. That doesn't mean men are superior to women. On the contrary, women have extraordinary gifts when it comes to any area involving nurturing. Women handle stress better, multitask better. Most of all, men would be lost without women, which means the world would be lost without women. But in any competitive arena, including Jeopardy, where reflexes matter, the aggression and competitive spirit hardwired into men can make all the difference, which is why there needs to be separate categories for men and women. Men and women are simply too different to be lumped into one pile, even if it is for an acting bubble. But when you allow a guy in a dress into the ladies' pile, you are erasing and disenfranchising women. Some guy wants to run around in a dress demanding to be called Helga, I could not care less. It's a free country. It's no skin off my nose. You want to build a whole TV show or movie around guys in dresses, who cares? Not I, and I also don't care if guys in dresses steal accomplishments, opportunities, and achievements from women. But it's still morally wrong and a symptom of an increasingly diseased culture. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.